Okay. So, did scientists go to the moon or not go to the moon? They have pictures, so are those pictures fake? And Srila Prabhupada say that man did not go to the moon? There are multiple levels of reality even within material existence. So if we look at Srila Prabhupada's statements, he did not say only that man did not go to the moon. He did say that, but he also said other times, even if they have gone to the moon, what's so great about it? And other times he has said that, yeah, they may go on out of the earth, but they went to some other place, not to the moon. But overall, if we look at his reasoning and his conclusion from that reasoning, that we will see the significant difference in the worldview that he is having and the worldview that science has. His reasoning is that Chandra Loka is a higher planet. And his idea that just as if I came from India to America, I had to go through a long process to get a visa, and after that I had to go through all the immigration authorities, and then I came. I cannot just gate crash into America. So Prabhupada's reasoning is that similarly, we humans cannot gate crash into a higher planet. So now, based on this reasoning, he is saying that man did not go to the Chandraloka. But overall, the conclusion is, if you see these three explanations he gave, three possible alternatives, they went or they did not, or they went somewhere else, or they did not go to the earth only. His point was, don't get so excited about it. That was the essential thing. So let me go back to these two points once again. The point is that in material existence, at different times, material nature, Maya, drags the conditioned soul's consciousness away from God through different things. So for example, there's a Cricket World Cup. Then, at one time in India, because India made it to the World Cup finals, so we rescheduled the Yatra from Sunday to Saturday. Because the people will not come at that time. So the point is that at different times in material existence, material nature will come up with different ways in which people's mind may get distracted from Krishna. And then the acharya has to, the spiritual leader at that time, have to do whatever it takes to get the conditioned soul's mind back to Krishna. So when Srila Prabhupada was preaching in the 1960s, at that time, there was such excitement about the moon landing. You know, there was a space race. It started from 1959 when Yuri Gagarin went out of space, went into the atmosphere, the first cosmonaut. And then he just moved on and it was feverish. And Srila Prabhupada's point was, okay, even if they go to the moon, what is the point? And even if they go to the moon, what are they going to do over there? Eat, sleep, mate and defend. So why are you getting so excited about it? So his whole thrust of his reasoning was, you know, Srila Prabhupada, you know, he has not come to tell us whether man has gone to the moon or not. He has come to tell us how we can go back to Krishna. That is the thrust of his message. But when people are so excited about going to the moon that they think there's no need to go to Krishna, then Prabhupada will strongly say that, why are you getting so excited about it? So the point of that whole discussion of Prabhupada's statements on the moon is that don't get so excited about it. Don't let it distract you from Krishna. So at that time, the thought of man going to the moon was what was distracting people from Krishna. Now today, for many people, if they hear we saying that man did not go to the moon, that distracts them from Krishna. How do you say that man did not go to the moon? There is so much evidence there. So the point is, we should not get distracted from Krishna. That is the central thrust of our mission. Yena kena prakarena mana Krishna niveshet. Somehow we have to fix the mind on Krishna. So today, this issue, if we highlight it too much, we unnecessarily provoke people's minds. and we create more obstacles in people's coming to Krishna, practicing bhakti. So we shouldn't just look at the statement of an acharya, we should also understand the purpose of those statements, the context of those statements, and then see how we can serve the purpose of that acharya in present times. Now with respect to going to the moon, I started this answer by stating that the reality, even material reality, is multi-level. Multi-level means, that is like if I have a computer. Now in my computer I can have two users. I can have a normal user and I can have an administrator. And if there is an administrator, then there are certain files which are there in the computer, but they are not accessible to the normal user. The files are there, but they are not accessible. So I may work on the same computer and I may look at the directory structure of the computer explorer. Those files will not be seen to me. Why? Because I don't have that level of access. If I'm an ordinary user, I don't have admin access, so I can't see those files. So like that, I may use the same machine, but I won't find those files. So similarly, with respect to Chandra Loka and with respect to the moon that we perceive with our eyes. The moon that we perceive with our eyes is what we human beings, with our specific level of karmic capacity, are able to perceive. And we perceive that. And physically speaking, yes, we might create spacecrafts and we might go to the moon. But when Prabhupada says that you cannot gate crash into Chandra Loka, what he is talking about is a higher planetary system. And that is something which we will not be able to access. What to speak of man going to the moon, even if the devatas come to the earth, in the Ramayana and the Mahabharata, there are many incidents. In the Ramayana, especially before Dashrath performs yajna to get the payasam by which his wives will become pregnant and then Ram will appear. At that time, the sages tell him that when you perform a sacrifice, the devatas come and accept the sacrifice. But if the devatas are especially pleased, then they make themselves visible to us. So the point is, even if the devatas come to the earth, we will not be able to see them if we don't have the necessary access. So going back to the example of the computer, if there is no access, there is no visibility. So what applies to the computer also applies to the moon. Even if man has gone to the moon, but still without the necessary karmic access, we will not be able to access Chandra Loka. So Srila Prabhupada's point was that the explorers, cosmonauts, have not explored the higher planets, have not reached the higher planets to Chandra Loka. At the physical level of transportation, they may have gone to the moon and accessed the moon, but they have not accessed Chandra Loka. So rather than taking only one statement of Prabhupada, that man did not go to the moon, and trying to make that an absolute statement, and based on that trying to prove that all scientists' claims to have gone to the moon are all wrong, our focus should be to understand the context. What Srila Prabhupada said, why he said, the point was, don't get distracted from Krishna by anything. And we should see how that purpose can be fulfilled now. And that purpose is best fulfilled by explaining what Srila Prabhupada meant about not accessing Chandra Loka. And essentially, his purpose was, don't get distracted from Krishna by anything. Does that answer your question?